Hi, and welcome to the Farah Sharp Podcast. I'm Farah, and I'm your host. The game of life can be tricky sometimes, and without the right information and tools, it can even feel like a struggle. Yes, let's just be very transparent. We all struggle sometimes. And to win and succeed at the game of life, you must first learn to play. Now, most of us grew up without even knowing that there was a game that existed. And let's keep it real, y'all. Most of the people of our world still don't know. I woke up over 20 years ago. My process began due to the many painful decisions that I made early in my life. I'm what you call a longtime member of the awakening generation. I've been riding for a minute now. I'm not sure where you guys are on your path, but it really doesn't matter. You can jump in anywhere. That's what's so fun about it. Now, I know that firsthand, without good information, mentorship, conversation, and creative space to explore your ideas and creativity, it's almost impossible to wake up and win at this game. And my podcast seeks to change that. You can join me each week as we deep dive and explore metaphysics, quantum physics, mind-body medicine, the esoteric realms, the things that we're not supposed to talk about, the taboo topics. We are going to play the game of life together. I'm going to share with you some really cool mind-body medicine tools and some energy healing activities that are designed to accelerate your personal growth and your path of enlightenment. I'm going to share with you things that are on my radar, things that are good news in our world, the cosmic forecast, books that I think are, you know, awesome to read. You can share your books with me too. I'm going to share with you some cool artists, change makers, goddesses, and healers in the awakening community. We're going to talk about what's new in science. We're going to share gurus. We're going to talk about the coolest people, places, and things on the planet that are helping to raise the consciousness of our world. You do realize that we are evolving. The human race is ascending. It's love or above, beauties. Love or above. My ultimate goal is to help you awaken. And there are many levels to awaken on, but ultimately, awaken to your highest desire, awaken your intuition, awaken your psychic abilities, awaken your way for you to live your highest happiness while you're here on Earth. We have a collective goal that we are accomplishing together as one soul. I offer you sacred medicine and ancient remedies for healing, evolution, creativity, and enlightenment. I want to help you relax, awaken, get creative, build your passion project so we can change the world together. We can do it. Now ask yourself, what if there really is a great secret locked deep within your heart and you just forgot what it was? Like you were born on the planet and bloop, you forgot. What if you can unlock this secret by unlocking your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit? What if I have some keys that can help you to unlock those areas of your life? What if this is the path that you have been looking for? You're looking for fulfillment, for happiness, for abundance, for bliss, for radiance. You want to reach heaven, nirvana. Well, this is the path. The path is within. And I'm Farah, and I'll be your guide. Let's begin. In today's show, we're going to discuss anxiety, Mercury in retrograde, and the blast of light waves we received from the Crab Nebula this week and how this cosmic energy affects us. I'll also share with you a poetic mind-body medicine creative expression activity for self-healing and deep introspection. Stay tuned. This podcast is brought to you by the Divine Femme Boutique and Groff Holotropic Breathwork and Transpersonal Training. There are two events coming up, Music and Transcendence and the Spiritual Quest, Attachment and Addiction with Christine Calvert, Vicki Nicholson, and the GTT staff. You can experience the magic of holotropic breathwork. It's a technology for the sacred. They include music, art, and integration with an international group of like-minded seekers. I have been to a holotropic breathwork retreat, and they are fantastic. The magic is definitely there. It took me deep into Shakti energy almost immediately. I definitely recommend. You can check them out at holotropic.com. You can check out the Divine Femme at thedivinefemme.com. Let's begin with a centering thought. As you bring your attention to this now moment, to your current space, take three deep, relaxing breaths and repeat the words, "I am," in your mind three times. With each breath, repeat, "I am." Following is a poem titled Pachamama. I wrote this on November 21st, 2011. This creative expression piece will be featured in my upcoming film, The Sacred Journey Within. I will make an attempt to be vulnerable and tell this story from the deepest parts of me. Infinite, interdimensional, interstellar. The smaller you blushes when I come to mind, but it's time to let Schrodinger's cat goddess out of the box. The initiation was successful. I was granted three wishes. They come in sets so that I have magical creative power in sets of three. So ask for what you want, and of course, after these three are used, you get another set of three to play with. This is a fun game. I opened my heart to you, and in my desire to be known, I feel naked, vulnerable, open, and I feel love. I shrink into a puddle of luminous, reflective water on the ground, and I go deeper into the earth without a sound. I've been taught by the earth. She is our greatest teacher. She is our greatest gift. My highest classroom, my highest love. I was seeking my guides when I found her. When I found her, she had been seeking me. "I have been with you always," she tells me. "Always speaking to you." She said she has been known by many names. "I am you and you are me. Earth, Gaia, Tara, Pachamama. Understand me, my love. You are love. Listen, I have something to tell you." I wrote this poem when I awoke from a dream. I was still hearing the voice of Pachamama speaking within me. We have been in dialogue ever since. It's time to welcome the goddess. Now I'll pull a card to bless our podcast with divine feminine energy. Today I'm pulling from the Goddess Tarot deck written and illustrated by Chris Walder. ISIS has chosen to greet us. These are a beautiful deck of cards, very wonderfully illustrated. ISIS means magic. The great Egyptian fertility goddess Isis is a potent symbol of alchemic transformation, suggesting by this card, she alone was the possessor of the secret name of Ra, the Egyptian ruling god, giving her unlimited magical powers. The meaning of this card is that a growing awareness of magic within yourself is emerging. A yearning to grow beyond perceived limitations, you are able to transform your life through the strength of your originality and power. All you need to do is own it. Renewed creativity and vigor await you now. Thank you, Goddess Isis, for greeting us and blessing us. As we sit, breathing and still, we allow your love, your energy, and your wisdom to guide us. We thank you for joining us and supporting us in this way. Ashe. Celebrate. If you know me, you know how much I love to celebrate. And if you follow me on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr, and I'm the same handle on each, The Farrah Sharp. But if you follow me on those sites, then you will know how much I love good world news. I am so tuned in to the shift in consciousness on our planet. I get so excited and filled with love when I see good news. So I'm always looking for it. And today, I want to celebrate Vermont. Yes, Vermont. I don't know if you knew this, but for 3 years, the state of Vermont has been celebrating the second Monday of October, traditionally and federally labeled as Columbus Day, as Indigenous Peoples Day. And that is a huge win for the culture. Can we open our heart chakras and get a fist pump? The Vermont legislature passed that bill, and it will aid in the cultural development of Vermont's recognized tribes. So basically, this creates positive outcomes and liberates them from the history and detaches them from colonization. Like, I'm so thrilled that the First Nations are finally being recognized and they are actually being given space to heal. This is a huge win. There are so many conversations that we still need to have about this, but just starting here with attention and witnessing and calling Columbus out for, you know, what happened. I'm not sure if y'all know the science or the metaphysics that went on behind how Columbus arrived here. You do know that it was attached to John Dee, crystal ball, and angels telling them to come to America. So it kind of makes the story very, very, very strange, and we can get into that on another day. But for now, we are celebrating Vermont for awakening and giving love to the First Peoples. You're excited about that. And other news, another point of celebration is we're celebrating the Warani people of Pastaza in Ecuador and their huge victory for Pachamama. So the Warani people are the protectors of the Amazon rainforest. And when the oil companies came in wanting to drill, they said no. and they went to court. And you can look on Amazon Front Lines for more information to check out those photos and the videos. And you can see how this tribe of beautiful earth protectors came out of the forest to tell the lawmaker, politician, money hungry, you know, we got other names for them, but we're gonna be nice today. They said no. And in doing so, this verdict also disrupted a 7 million acre project that the oil companies were trying to create, drilling oil. Now, what gets me is the companies aren't realizing that we breathe this air. This is the air that we need for our survival. So they want to kill the forest to drill the oil. The oil, let's go to the oil. The oil is the blood of our great mother. Why would we continue to allow them to drill into her and suck her blood out so that we could make fake products that we don't even need to use oil to create? The cognitive dissonance is real, and everybody is allowing them to do it. Well, we're celebrating today that the Wurwani people, who have no technology, no computers, no internet, they understand the flow. We need to begin to get back to understanding the flow. You know, there's a bunch of us on the awakening path who are in it, but our society has become confused about what's necessary and what big companies create needs for, just to fuel their money, their greed. Anyhow, we're celebrating the Wurwani people. Woohoo! Big win for our planet. We're so excited. Make sure to check them out on AmazonFrontlines.org. Such a pleasure to be alive, to be breathing and healthy, vibrant, walking around on this beautiful planet, floating in space. Oh, don't you just love Pachamama? Well, speaking of space, there is some cool cosmic happenings going on right now in our world. We are currently in the period of shadow for Mercury retrograde, which begins on July 7th. So you might already be feeling that energy starting to kick up in your life. If you're super intuitive like I am, yeah, things are already starting to go haywire, you know. The tech goes a little mad. You start seeing other people's shadows, which means your shadow is probably hanging out somewhere. Well, if you are new to Mercury retrograde, then brace yourself. This one's gonna be a wild ride. You can expect your energy to heighten at this time, and it's just preparing you to make some really big shifts. So if you've been journeying for a while, you've probably been surfing retrogrades and you've learned how to tune into their energies and do the necessary healing work that this time in our life provides. So, cosmic energy shifts are abundant right now in our universe, so you can go within and make some really big life changes. Maybe you've already been asking for life changes. You can expect some huge shifts right now with the energy of Mercury and retrograde. It's high density, it's magnetic field orbiting the sun, pushing and pulling Earth in all directions. It's going to bring it. It's going to bring your pain, your sadness, anything that's hiding in your shadow, preventing you from love, preventing you from abundance, preventing you from living your highest truths. It's coming for you. If you are conscious enough to do your work, this is an exciting time. If you are still asleep, if you are still hiding from your work, if you are still pretending that you have no work, this is the type of energy that will take you down. So Mercury retrograde can be a tough time, but it's important for you to remember that you have tools in your toolbox. And if you don't have tools in your toolbox, through this podcast, you're going to get some tools. And just today, I'm going to give you a major tool that you can use to balance and heal yourself during this time. So the goal is to, of course, become aware of the things that are hindering you and holding you and blocking you. And then you want to go in for healing. And then as you heal, you're going to heal on many different levels, and you'll do many cycles of healing to actually really get in there and heal those tough issues. Because some things get programmed in childhood and they're kind of hard to get out of there. But Mercury retrograde energy provides a portal for us to get in there and get deep. So if you get deep into your mindfulness and meditation practice, you use introspection and yoga to move that energy through your body, you can start to analyze what Mercury retrograde wants you to discover and why. You can use this time to evolve yourself. You don't have to become the crazy Mercury retrograde, out of control, unbalanced person that you see the memes floating around on social media about. You don't have to be that person. Although, if you're not doing your work, you will become that person. It's just how it is. So I want to offer you a tool that you can use during this time, and it'll just keep you vibrating high. And you'll be staying on your path and seeing your work and doing your work. And if somebody else's shadow comes into your space, you won't overreact or even be reactive. You'll be in tune and in your flow and not even judgmental, just creating space for other people to do their work while you do yours. So during this time, I like to follow the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. If you have not read this book, this is the first book I will offer you, the first gift of wisdom that was gifted to me. And so the Four Agreements are: be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, always do your best, and following these, you'll be fine. They sound easy. They are easy, but when you are confronted with your work, they also become work. And so I am here to support you. I am here to help you if you ever need. Never be afraid to send me a message on any of those social media platforms. Mercury in retrograde can be a hard time, and it can bring some really tough issues to the surface. If you've ever experienced pain from a heartbreak or anxiety throughout your life, maybe depression, sadness, please don't hesitate to reach out. If you experience suicidal thoughts or have feelings that are really, really, really intense, please reach out to, you know, call 911 even. Nah, straight up. You know, I'm supposed to say that. But if you're awakening, I would prefer you call a therapist. Maybe if you're feeling suicidal, call 911 straight up, okay? But if you're awakening and you are having a really, really hard time, but you're not suicidal, then reach out to a therapist. Reach out to somebody like myself or a psychologist or another mind-body medicine therapist. Somebody who can take you into a bit of understanding about what you may be experiencing, because our work is multidimensional. Once you move, so the sadness, the depression, the things that you might be feeling, those are alarm clocks helping you to evolve yourself to another level. They are not, you know, for suicidal thoughts. I always wish, you know, the suicidal people would really tell somebody, because it's not to take yourself out, it's to actually go deeper within and evolve into something else while still in this body. So this process, if you're feeling sad, anxious, depressed, or any of these feelings that our clinical system would like to put a label on and prescribe you medication for, you may already be taking medication. Continue to take your medication and work with these principles with your doctor and with your therapist. you can do both at the same time, eventually weaning yourself off of the medication. These tools that I will share with you throughout the duration of this podcast will help you with all of these issues. I am coming to you from a place of transparency. Many, many years ago when I began my journey, I was very sad and unhappy, but more so because I didn't understand how our reality worked and the universe was waking me up. And so this is how I understand the alarm clock and can understand and share it with you from my unique perspective. So if you're hearing that alarm clock, just know that it's a call for you to do your work. You know, during this time, it's going to bring up your past drama, your trauma. Some old friends, exes may show up to haunt you or ask for forgiveness. Proceed with caution. Be patient with yourself. Do your meditation and your yoga. Lead with your heart and not your root, if you catch my drift, you know? Sometimes people will get caught up in the Mercury retrograde energy and their ex will show up and all of a sudden think it's a sign from the universe. And yes, it is. There is some unworked out energy there, you know, unresolved energy. But proceed with caution. Do not just run and jump in the bed with your ex. Then you're going to be taking on your, you just reattach that cord. Maybe you'll be offered a job during Mercury retrograde. Meditate on it and make sure that it is in alignment with your highest ideals. Our goal here, from here, is to move forward and higher. I assist people moving, switching careers. That's one of my specialties, but we do that as a slow process. Sometimes it happens really fast. Once you get into the work, it'll happen fast. But in the beginning, we take things slow. So lead with your heart and not your root. And what that means is lead with your higher faculties, your love, your compassion. Lead with your future in mind and not your past, leading from, you know, your root, you know, these old, outdated, outworn ideas about who you are and what you are and what you're capable of. We're not getting bogged down in that during this time. You know, you can count on these missed opportunities to show up. It's just going to happen. It's coming up. Your past is coming up for resurfacing, for clearing, and for healing. It's awesome. Do the work. If you don't do the work, you're going to feel sad. You're going to feel depressed. You're going to feel anxious. I'm going to be straight up with you. Anxiety is showing you that there are underlying thoughts, circumstances, feelings, experiences, pains, and traumas hiding in your psyche. Depression, sadness, shame, guilt, all of this is the same. There are things that are hiding within you that need expression. And once you express them, you can heal. You can heal so deeply with this work. So don't be afraid of the emotion. Just do the work. Go in, heal, release the old history, release the old trauma, release the old emotion. Let the ghosts of your past come on and make unexpected appearances. Do not be afraid. Open yourself to all that is you. You are a limitless being. You are God body. Once you start getting into who you really are, you will be afraid of nothing. Promise you, it was my journey too. It was about 10 years ago that I started getting into the deep, deep metaphysical and magical and esoteric aspects of this journey. You know, a part of this is very deeply rooted in the occult. And if you are attached to fear, you can't get in deep because your fear will prevent you from seeing, understanding, and gaining the wisdom that's necessary to move to the higher levels of consciousness. So don't be afraid. Just let it come. Let the shock waves from retrograde come and let them heal you. It's warrior goddess season. Let the retrograde energy trigger your unhealed wounds and make space for emotional confessions that need expressions. I have a beautiful exercise that will help you with this coming up. This segment is brought to you by Mary's Cannabis Primer. Cannabis and Nutrition, issue number 4. Mary's Cannabis Primer is a published educational resource about the benefits of cannabis. Check them out at marysmedicinals.com. In other cool cosmic news, the Crab Nebula blasted the Earth with high-energy cosmic rays this week and flooded the atmosphere with cosmic light energy. Researchers are reporting that the array has detected the highest energy photon frequency the Earth has ever seen. Do you understand what this means? These are cosmic light rays being pulsated directly to Earth. If you find some time this week, get out and get some sun and get a meditation. Go ahead and soak up those light rays and get your DNA upgrades, my babies. Woo! What's really cool is that the center of this nebula is a pulsar, a neutron star spinning at the rate of 30 times a second and emitting an electromagnetic pulse over a wide range of frequencies. So we are being upgraded by light. Now, although the Crab Nebula is not visible by light, is not visible to the naked eye, it is the remains of a star that went supernova around the year 1054. So the energies of this supernova are finally reaching us, and we are open to the upgrades. Now, you may ask, what does this, any of this have to do with me? What does the retrograde have to do with me? And what does the high energy cosmic rays being blasted to Earth have to do with me? Well, because you're cosmic, a part of you is stars. You are made of star stuff. Yes. You are everything that you see when you look out into space. You are the same protons, atoms, neutrons. You make up the cosmos. You are the cosmos. And in order for you to truly understand yourself, it is also important for you to understand the cosmos and how it works and the energetic ebbs and flows of the cosmos. This way you can better understand you and your personality and how you move and think and what you're made of. This allows you to transcend and heal and tap into your cosmic self. Once you tap into your cosmic self, you can tap into your cosmic family. And that's when things get really interesting. Remember, we live in a multidimensional reality. This Earth is in a third dimensional reality. But once you leave Earth, things get kind of tricky because space is a whole different thing. There are portals in space. This is how other beings are traveling to us. They are popping in and out. There's portals everywhere out there. And they just discovered, quote unquote, just discovered their first black hole. Although we've known that they have been out there. This is the first time that our scientists are sharing that information with us. So this affects you because if you are seeking personal evolution, self-evolution, healing, enlightenment, oneness with all that is, it is imperative that you get to know that this part of you. There are so many parts of you, and we're going to talk about them all through this podcast. So this affects you directly in macro ways and in micro ways. There's so many different levels, but we're going to bring it all the way down to surface. So if you are feeling tired right now, take a rest. Like, this is literally becoming brutally and romantically honest with yourself about what you need. The energy will show it to you. It's always showing it to you. This is why you feel, sometimes you feel tired, sometimes you feel happy, sometimes you feel annoyed, sometimes you're angry. If you start paying attention to yourself, your life, your programming, that's the mental programming that you have running, what's going on around you, and also bring in, you know, your past, right? We take account of that. Once you have a good handle on what's going on in your present reality right here on Earth, then you can start to bring in your cosmic reality and bring these cosmic energies into your understanding. You know, I'm not sure if you've tapped into your astrology, your charts yet, your numerology, but if not, go ahead and do that so that you can start to gain a deeper understanding of who you are, your behaviors, why you act the way you act, why you do the things you do, why you say the things you say, why you're in the same pain over and over and over again, so that we can begin to heal, right? That's what your goal is. You want to heal. Let's heal. So if you feel tired right now, then it's time to rest. That means stop doing what you're doing and sleep, or go to the pool or the beach, or get a massage. You know, do some self-care, some deep self-care that's going to allow you some deep rest. Deep rest also comes through yoga and meditation. So bring a daily practice of meditation, 20 minutes per day, yoga, twice a week to start. If you feel energetic right now, it's important that you do something with that energy. If you are feeling really creative, you must make something right now. This is what the energy is showing you. If you are feeling really like, I gotta get out of the house. One of my clients yesterday, I was on the phone with him and he's just, I'm pacing around the house. I gotta move. He needed to move. He had to get out the house and go for a walk. He needed to exercise. He needed to release that energy. But sometimes you'll just be in your process doing what you normally do, and you have this overabundance of energy, and you could actually use this energy to create, you know, something fantastic, your life purpose project, or, you know, walk your first mile, or walk to the grocery store, or walk to get coffee, whatever it is for you. So use the energy that you've been blessed with. If you feel stressed and overwhelmed right now, then it's time to rest, retreat, refocus, and recenter your energy. Those are 4 different activities: rest, retreat, refocus, recenter. Now, please let me know in the comments what you need. Everybody needs something different. What is the cosmic energy showing you? You can let me know and send me a message, and we can see who else is feeling affected by the cosmic energy. Do you need to rest? Do you need to retreat? Do you need to refocus? Do you need to recenter? If you do, we're about to get into the main topic. Our main topic today is anxiety. And I chose this topic because of the energy, because of the frequencies that are happening right now. When shifts occur, it sometimes feels like a jolt. And so we need to learn how to embrace the cosmic energies. And that's what we'll do today. So for more on the Crab Nebula, go ahead and check out the MIT review at technologyreview.com. Feeling the feelings of relaxation and also feeling the feelings of anxiety without judgment. Most people are plagued by fears and stay stuck in the same situations in life because they are simply afraid of feeling the emotions that come with those new experiences. Through radical honesty, you can heal yourself instantly. Ask yourself, have I ever experienced anxiety before? I'll wait. If you have, you're not alone. Did you know that over 40 million U.S. adults suffer from anxiety disorders, and 75% of them have their first episode by the age of 22? I did. I had my first experience with anxiety at the age of 13. How old were you when you first experienced anxiety? Did your heart start beating fast? Did you become all sweaty? Did you lose your breath? Did your thoughts race? When I think back now, it sounds kind of like, you know, love, but, you know, nonetheless, it's called anxiety, right? Different levels, different degrees. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, anxiety is a common mental health issue that is natural, identifiable, and it's curable if you have ever been diagnosed with it, you know? Don't think because you have a diagnosis that you are stuck with it, or stuck with anything for that matter. You know, I am as a mind-body medicine specialist, I am a huge supporter of the medical field in all its facets, but I do not believe in complete, all-encompassing diagnoses. So just know that you can heal yourself of anything. Mind-body medicine, including meditation, yoga, and mindfulness, are extremely helpful in neutralizing anxiety. I speak from experience. I healed myself of anxiety and a list of other things 10 years ago. Even more than that on some things, but 10 years ago is when it really kicked in. And this is how I know that mind-body medicine works. In both my personal practice and my professional practice, I use mind-body medicine, art expression, and singing and dancing and universal healing as a multidimensional discipline to help myself and my clients facilitate healing for just about everything. You can use this to heal everything in your life, this work, this body of work. It's a big toolkit. There's lots packed in here. But over time, as we move along, I'm going to unpack it and share a lot of these tools with you. I'd like to think of these weekly sessions as my weekly session with the world, my way of sharing and giving the world a mind-body medicine session. I do know that some people cannot afford the cost for my hour session. Sometimes we go over, but it's about $150 to have a session with me, and we go really deep in these sessions, and a lot gets accomplished. But I know that a lot of people can't afford that. Heck, when I was starting out on my journey, I could not afford a $150 session for self-healing. Although I wanted to, my job and my life just didn't afford it. And now that I'm in a place to help, what that did do for me, since I couldn't afford it, I had to become what I needed. I had to go out and learn how to heal myself, since I couldn't afford to go and see, you know, specialists and energy healers and things like this. I wanted it, but at the time, you know, I couldn't afford it. I've always been an artist, and I've pretty much worked on my own. So other than working in the spa, I've been a very self-sufficient person. And so in my process of growth, I became a healer, not because I necessarily wanted to be a healer, but because I needed healing. I needed to heal myself. And so in my personal and professional practice, I use these tools to help me to move through my process. And then I also share them with my clients. That's how I can say that, yes, this works. I have verified it. I've proved it. Pretty much there, you will never hear me talk about something that I don't know about. And if I am talking about it, then I'm going to tell you I don't know about it. You know, I'll do my research and share from that perspective. But if I'm sharing with you a meditation tool, a sacred medicine, you know, a shamanic ceremony, it's because I've done it. I've engaged in it. I know the power over time. I'm talking about years and years of self-research. And I can say, yes, verifiably, that this works. This is my work with the sacred medicines, with ayahuasca, with bufo, with mushrooms, psilocybin mushrooms, even with acid. So I'm sharing these things from a place of truth, from authenticity, from my personal practice. And today, we're kind of going to combine, I'm going to combine things for you to share an activity that really helps me, and that's poetry. Poetry is a discipline that I use to help myself express myself. Poetry is cathartic. Poetry comes to me in my dreams. I think in poetry. It's a tool that the universe has given me to express myself because I'm a very abstract person. I don't pretend to talk like everybody else. I just kind of do me and move through the world in my own particular way. But poetry, I would consider, you know, I'm moving a poetic way. And so poetry helps us to express our heart. It helps us to feel love. It helps us to say what can't be said and to see what can't be seen. It helps us to relieve stress and resolve conflicts. It helps us to process pain, sadness, anger, lust, and to overcome deep internal problems, some things that we've long forgotten. My memories are deeply engaged in poetry. Our human memories are deeply engaged in poetry. Sometimes so deep that they are not accessed by verbal communication and interactions, which is why poetry is so important, because it's, although it's a verbal skill, you're not actually, you don't need to verbalize it. You can just write it and that can be it. And that was the poem I wrote above. I've never read that aloud to anyone. And so you're also a part of my process here. Now, when you're experiencing stress, you can use the magic of self-expression as a tool to release your emotions and anxieties. You can release your fears, you can release your traumas, your pains. Anything you want can be released in this way. You can simply open your journal and let your inner self speak to you about your traumas, about your hurts, about your pains, so that they can be expressed and healed without you ever having to say a word to anyone around you. You know, you just don't have, if you don't want to talk about it, and let's say in the beginning you don't have to, but you have this journal, and this journal becomes a portal of information about who you are, and the universe can work with that. Remember, you're not ever alone on this journey. Even though you may be alone in your own body, in your own home, doing your own thing, always by yourself, you are still never alone. Everything around you is alive, is working for you. The universe itself is with you always. And we'll get into how this happens, how this works later as we move along. But for now, we're tapping into poetry as a way to heal and transform your life. It's a metaphysical tool, you know. You can change things. It's alchemical. Poetry is magic. It's pure magic. Have you ever read like a magical spell or incantation? I mean, it's all poetry and prose. You can write poems to change any area of your life and to heal highly emotional experiences. Yeah, like a childhood trauma, something you've forgotten. Or maybe a disease. Maybe you're experiencing cancer. You know, write about it. Release it. Cancer can be cured. Any cancer, any disease. Dis-ease is the body in dis-ease. All we need to do is relax the body and bring it back into ease, and this is how we heal. The goal is to get what's trapped, locked, and hidden inside you out here where we can process and heal it. You know, some memories are encoded by the limbic system, and it creates a form of sensory reality, allowing us to kind of go back and relive it and experience it all over again. This is kind of that emotion that you feel when you think about that ex or you think about that past experience, and your body just floods with polypeptides and emotions, and you just feel it all over again. This is continuing to create your reality, that past experience. And so if we can get it to come to the surface, to be expressed, because that's all it really wants is expression, you can heal, release yourself, and go higher, deeper and higher into your process. This is a process in shadow work that we do, and I happen to love it. Because in shadow work, you get to heal deeply and move into your future. So So for now, let's use the poetic process as a self-expression tool to recall memories, emotions, and the feelings of smells, tastes, and things that you once touched and heard. Let your words represent the abstract depictions of what you have seen. This will make this process helpful in releasing the causes of anxiety in your life. So to begin this exercise, you're going to need a few tools. Just know this exercise can be adapted to any situation you may be experiencing. So anxiety, depression, sadness, heartbreak. Maybe you are, you know, you would like to switch careers. Maybe you're looking for your life purpose. Maybe you're looking for your soulmate. You can move this exercise into that. This could work for any and everything. You can use this to express your love to a lover, or even express, you know, your pain to someone, a friend or someone you need to talk to. And you can do that in a poetic way. And remember, you never have to send these letters off. These are just letters to yourself, notes to yourself. So the tools you need are a journal, which I would suggest you getting, or you can just use a paper. You could use your phone, a note in your phone, or something to write on. A pen or writing tool, or your phone. You'll need a quiet place to sit where you won't be disturbed. You can do this in a park or at home. Doesn't matter. Because, you know, at a park you can experience nature and the trees. At home you can be in solitude and oneness. So both very powerful places. You can do this in your car, at your desk, at work. It really doesn't matter. Just a quiet place. And now you're going to choose the topic that you want to be unfolding, that you want to explore, that you want to go deeper into. And this can be anything that you're anxious about, worried, sad, mad, happy, doesn't matter. This can be a cultural event. This can be a past life event. This can be a painful experience, a happy event, something that you're stressed or burdened by. Maybe you have a question for the universe and you need an answer. This could be a question if you want. And you'll enter this creative and magical space by taking 3 deep breaths. And you'll hold the breath and allow the breath to expand in your body. So that's taking a really deep breath in through your nose, filling your lungs, holding for as long as you can and allowing that air to expand in your body. And you'll do that for 3 breaths. And then you'll move back into your regular breathing. You'll set your timer on your phone for 10 minutes or more, 10 to 20 minutes. And you'll write. Now write. Free write your thoughts. Write down anything that comes to mind. There is no need to rhyme. If it does rhyme, let it rhyme. If it doesn't rhyme, it doesn't matter. The goal is not to rhyme. The goal is expression. So deep, beautiful, real expression. Tap into your heart and use your feelings as your guide. If you feel fear surrounding a certain word or memory or situation, go into it, flesh it out, write about it. Write your secrets, write your pain, write your suffering, write your sadness. We'll use the alchemy of life itself to transmute your experiences into gold. Be creative with this. Be weird. Be different. Make mistakes. Do not correct yourself. The goal of this exercise is to express what's on your mind, your heart, and your soul without editing yourself. No judgment. No self-judgment. No judgment to anyone else either. Use the elements of color, shape, words, movement, form to inform your writing. Through this process, you are becoming an active participant in your our healing process. When your alarm sounds, sit for a moment with your writings with your eyes closed to ground your energies and to recenter your focus. Repeat the words, I am, I am, I am. I am, I am, I am. Express your gratitude to all that is by saying thank you. Due to the cosmic frequency changes, you could also be experiencing a feeling which some classify as anxiety. Sometimes it feels like overwhelm, beating heart, a little sweat, the feelings of stress, just stressed out, restlessness, worry, depression, sadness. Maybe you don't know how you feel. One of my goals is to help you get open and clear with how you feel moment to moment. As you discover how you really feel inside, authentically and honestly, lovingly, you'll learn how to use this power to create the life of your dreams outside. Let's prepare for a meditation. Since the cosmic frequencies are supercharged right now, I want you to take a moment and find a comfortable place to relax. When you found this place, get really comfy. Close your eyes. And take a deep breath. Tell yourself to relax. Now, of course, if you're driving, please do not engage in this exercise. Focus on the road. Allow your mind to remain in the beta and gamma state. Do not do this meditation if you are driving or operating heavy machinery. If you are in a place where you can relax, let's take you forward into your theta and delta state of mind. Take another really deep breath. Breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. Clear your mind of your thoughts. Just let your thoughts go with your breath. Just say, I clear my mind. Take another really deep breath. And as you breathe, I want you to continue to breathe very deeply into yourself, clearing and relaxing. We're going to do a head-to-toe visualization. This is a quick visualization that you can do anytime you need to de-stress and relax. So breathing very deeply into yourself, into your nose, and out through your mouth. Tell your head to relax. You should feel relaxation there. And as you tell your head to relax, I want you to quickly scan your body. So scan your head, your neck and shoulders, your back. Feel the tension. Your tummy, your chest. Feel how you feel inside your organs. that you've felt all the tension and stress that you've been accumulating in your body, I want you to imagine that your feet have opened their little portal door, and now they're allowing energy to flow out. So now your feet are open, allowing energy to just pass through. And we'll bring your consciousness now back to your head. Tell your head again, say relax. I relax my brain. Say that to yourself. Brain, relax. And as you tell your body to relax, you allow the tension to flow out and down out of your feet. Stress, any troubles, any worries, anything from the day, from your family, from your work, from your bills, anything you may be thinking of. Let your life just relax. And relax your neck, feeling loose. Face to relax, letting go, feeling the flow of energy now moving down into the front of your neck and the back of your neck, telling your energy to relax and flow, flowing down your arms, telling your back to relax. Relax your arms, relax your chest, your throat, relax your mouth, relax your nose, relax your eyes, relax your brain. Relax your esophagus, relax your lungs, relax your windpipes, relax your whole chest, relax your muscles. Relax your stomach, relax your ribs, relax your butt, relax your yoni, relax your lingam, relax your legs, relax your knees. Flowing out and flowing down into the earth, into Panchamama, being renewed. Feeling yourself grounded on the earth. Imagine yourself standing on the earth in a beautiful field of beautiful grass, and in the distance you see flowers and trees. But where you are is so beautiful and so green. Just the perfect space for you to sit and relax and ground your energies even more. As you allow yourself to be here and now and relax, breathing into yourself, letting go. Thank you. stress and your pain, your worries, your sorrows. You can let go and you can heal just by breathing and relaxing your inner organs, just by relaxing your mind. Allow yourself to become acquainted with your new found state of inner peace. You'll remember that in everyday life, you can find a field and walk out onto it. You can take your shoes off and you can ground your energies with the Great Mother, for she is alive. Your every need. You never want for anything. You have all that you need, always. You are always taken care of, and you always have been. And each time you walk upon her earth, each time you think of her, she'll remind you of her love and care. And as you ground yourself in these deep truths, take a deep breath and say to yourself, I heal myself of anxiety. I heal myself from the uncomfortable feelings of knowing who I am. I awaken to the truth that is me with love, with courage, with understanding. I have compassion for myself, and I have compassion for all others. Truth that is me, and I release my fears surrounding who I am. I let go and heal and ask forgiveness for anyone I may have hurt or anything I may have done. I open myself to truth, to healing, to light, to guidance. I open myself to the four agreements. I am impeccable with my word. I do not take anything personally. I do not make assumptions. I always do my best. I am open to limitless living, to love, to happiness, to oneness. I am open to the awakening of my true self, to my purpose, to my love. I am open to being and living and feeling the highest version of myself. I release all fear of things known and unknown. I release all judgment. I release all trauma. I release the historical trauma of my past, the trauma of my past lives, and the trauma of this life, and I learn from them all. I move forward into my future with courage, with truth, with love, with purpose, with understanding, and an open heart to help all those who need. I understand that my anxiety that I have felt in the past was an alarm awakening me to my highest self, my highest truth, the inner me, the real me who wants to come forward. I release anything that blocks my truth. transmutation. I release all within me that blocks me. I release all thoughts, all programs, all self-created dramas. I release all stories and things that prevent me from living my highest happiness, truth, love, and abundance while here on this beautiful planet I call my home, my great mother, Pachamama. I open myself to healing. Lifetime, evolving, awakening, contributing to the beauty and oneness of all that is. And so it is. And continue to breathe. During this cosmic time of love, abundance, and light, we allow ourselves to be healed and cleansed through the light of which we are. And allowing yourself to be grounded in the truth that is you, you can allow yourself to return. Bringing back with you the peace, the oneness, the forgiveness, the love, and the healing. Bringing back with you who you really are, your essence, your love, your compassion, your light, and your truth. Feeling yourself grounded from the earth. Bring yourself back into your body, closing the portal in your feet, knowing that this portal can open at any time you choose when you want to connect with the earth. All you need to do is imagine it or walk out on some grass and feel her for yourself. You can do either. Both are equally as powerful. Allowing yourself to return fully engaged, fully aware, awaken to a new part of you, awaken to the ability to heal your anxiety through deep breathing. Another really deep breath and lie here for 2 minutes or so with your eyes closed, coming back slowly. Aho.
Joining me today. It has been a pleasure to share with you and to be with you like this. The creative therapies I share with you will give shape to the abstract feelings, thoughts, pains, blocks, and traumas that prevent you from living your highest life. My goal is to see you happy and thriving and living your best life, because ultimately we are here on this planet creating this world together, and I am so happy to assist. Please, 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 when you are ready to share your poetry, please share it with someone you trust, someone you love and trust. You want to keep your circle pure. And if you don't have anyone that you can trust with your writings and your creative expressions, you can keep them safe in your journal, or you can send them to me at farahsharp@gmail.com. I would love to read them and share with you in your silent poetic journey. You can find me on IG, Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr at TheFarahSharp. And if you want to learn more about what I do or to book a private session with me, please go to farahsharp.com. Thank you again for being with me. With my highest gratitude and open heart, thank you. Namaste.